The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on the Nova Society are those of our guests and panel members and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of any institution any member of the Nova Society is associated with. The material information presented on the Nova Society is for general information purposes only. Reproduction or dissemination for the purpose other than education is prohibited without express written consent of the Nova Society. We'd like to welcome everyone back to the Nova Society. Before we get into today's episode, we'd like to share some rather exciting news about the new Nova Society landing page on Buzzsprout. From the landing page, listeners can access all episodes of the Nova Society, click on links to all of the quality platforms that the Nova Society is found on, as well as a link to the Nova Society YouTube channel, which we encourage all listeners like and subscribe to. Another feature on the new Nova Society landing page is the ability for listeners to directly text the panel of the Nova Society with your questions and comments in real time. Now, we still encourage listeners to continue sending those emails with questions and comments, but we're excited to offer this new medium for listeners to be able to interact directly with the panel members of the Nova Society, and we encourage you to go to the landing page and check that feature out. So in today's episode, our panel will be discussing the recent uptick in student protests on U.S. college campuses, as well as some of the reactions of communities and business leaders to those protests. So let's listen in. Let's turn our attention to the colleges.
I was going to bring that up. That's the next
protest.
That's been bothering me a lot.
A couple of big leaders were on and basically said that we're going to start looking for other colleges for our highly qualified candidates instead of Columbia University, instead of Princeton, instead of George Washington University, and all these places where students are getting arrested. I can say here in South Carolina, only one college has had students arrested. That was the University of South Carolina down in Columbia. And okay. What are we thinking? Is this a legitimate threat to these young people? I mean, they're basically saying these young people, if they've got arrested, they've entirely ruined their lives.
Well, I mean, that's activism, right? If you really believe this, then go for it. But, you know, keep it clean. This is what I would say. don't turn this into a hate fest. You want to end the war. You want to protest to end the war. You want the colleges to divest. I'm not sure that that's even possible. Do what you need to do. But you're going to pay for consequences, and that's part of it. You shouldn't, like the young woman at Columbia saying, we paid for a meal plan. They should deliver our meals. there's a little, and then calling it humanitarian aid. That's a joke. Sorry, hon.
Yeah,
but that's a joke.
Yeah.
You want to take over a campus or a building in a campus? First of all, get the janitor off the third floor. Don't leave him up there. And then let him go home to his wife and kids because he doesn't know anything about what you're talking about. But frankly,
nor does he care.
Right. And neither do you. But hopefully this thing burns itself out quickly. But I'm all for people protesting. It's a big part of America. Nobody ever got anything in this country without fighting for it. So if you want to fight, go ahead. But there are going to be consequences.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's called peaceful protest and whatnot. And yeah.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I was on my way to a Met game. I had to cross the Whitestone Bridge, and there were Palestinian protesters on the bridge protesting. We couldn't get through. And we was like sitting, it was like a parking lot, being on the hutch. And, we just had to sit there and wait until they had their say and got off the bridge, I think at 4 or 5 o'clock or whatever it was, and the traffic could move across it. That's how you get things done in America. You make a big mm-hmm. stink about things, you tie up some traffic, you get attention for what you want to believe in or stand for. And that's how things happen. But, you know, please don't be anti-Semitic to your fellow students.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, you have to think through, you know, critical analysis, what the outcome is going to be if you hold people hostage and, you know.
Well, there's consequences.
Yeah. I mean, and be prepared to suffer the consequences and don't create issues and problems for other people and consequences for them.
I mean, Priscilla mentioned that, a couple of weeks ago, she went to a protest and wore her Mickey Mouse ears and the thing. And the real consequence she has to pay is we might have a picture of that. And she's going to have to live with the fact that we might have a picture of that. And we're all going to see it. And Priscilla out there with her pink Mickey Mouse ears. You can't. And one of my issues that I've got with this is that I understand some of the. We sometimes paint with a very wide brush all the protesters that are there. And that I think that's a misconception. I think there are people there that are truly looking at the humanitarian aspects of what's going on. I also believe there are people there who are anti-Semites, and they're there to basically promote anti-Semitism. There are people probably there that are they're more interested in what American policy is. These groups are not, you know, homogenous in their ideas or in their beliefs. And I think we put an awful lot of emphasis on the negative aspects. Yes, you probably see them the most. You know, the people screaming at their Jewish classmates. It's a terrible thing to do. But then the question is are they really students of that university? And now they're coming out and saying there's a whole bunch of people that come in there that aren't students of the university. There was one more they had that was on the news. She was being arrested. And actually there was like three or four clips of three different people. Where she was going, I'm a professor. You cannot arrest me, this, that, and the other. Turns out she wasn't a professor of anything. Matter of fact, she didn't even live near the college that she was at. She had traveled like 100 miles to get there. Now, there was a couple other professors that were saying the same thing that were professors. But, hey, if you're going to be out there, you know, it's hard to adult. And if you're going to protest, you're adulting. And that's okay. But guess what? There is going to be a consequence when you adult, and you have to just sort of adults take that. They accept it and they take it. And that's,
Unless your name is Trump.
Well, unless your name is Trump. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to put that in there, but yes, no, you're correct.
I mean, it's just kind of the way it is. You know, I always said many of the professors that I had, every one of them had been arrested once because they were in a protest here, there, or somewhere else. I mean, I think almost every single professor I had at Shepherd Broad Law down at Nova Southeastern, I think every one of them had been arrested at least once because they were activists. They believed in that was a civic responsibility to be an activist. And okay, I mean, it was to them in a lot of ways, it was a badge of honor. I think this idea of business leaders coming out and saying, you've totally ruined your entire life. Especially somebody like the president of ExxonMobil. I'm sorry, you're not a saint. Your company is not a saint. And now all of a sudden you're sanctimonious about this whole thing. And, you know, come on. Sometimes the credibility of who's making the statement, but the idea that the president of ExxonMobil coming out and saying, yep, well, we're just going to start looking to the Midwest, to universities there and finding our qualified candidates, because we can't have people like this at ExxonMobil. My thought was, you guys are kidding me, right? I mean, obviously you have not seen probably some of your employees who, you know, take advantage of entire communities and
countries.
Countries. yeah, I mean, So all of a sudden, now you're sanctimonious about something. I mean, this is pretty incredible to me that you really.
And by the way, if we want to talk about hypocrites, how about Republicans in Congress, you know, blasting Biden for withholding this? They've withheld it for 6 months.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding. So that's all the time we have for today's episode. The Nova Society is a production of the Phoenix Research Institute. We'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode, the Journal of Interdisciplinary Conflict Science. The JCIS is an open journal for upcoming scholars. The JCIS is currently accepting article submissions on an ongoing basis. The JCIS is a publication of Nova Works, a scholarly depository at Nova Southeastern University. A link to the journal is in our description. We'd also like to thank our podcast partners, Buzzsprout, who hosts the Nova Society, Audacity, who is our editing partner, and Podkite, who does all of our analytics. We'd also like to thank iHeartRadio, where people get their music and podcasts, Apple iTunes, the largest source for music and podcasts on the internet, Spotify, the most popular source for the Nova Society. The Nova Society is available on all these and other quality platforms mentioned in our description. We'd also like to thank our listeners. Without you, the Nova Society would not be possible. If you have a comment, a question, or would like to be a guest on the Nova Society, we can be reached at nova.society.podcast@gmail.com. Always remember, the power of society is knowledge. So for Dr. Scott Gershwer, Dr. Brooklyn Ann Weldon, Dr. Priscilla Hobbs, and all of us here at the Nova Society, I'm Dr. Mark Bound. Be well, and we hope to see you again next time.